Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Atheists and secular progressives who want to recreate an America in their own self-image continue to lose in court. I'm Matt Barber. We're going to discuss this today on Faith and Freedom with Daryl Edwards. Daryl, after adopting a new tactical strategy, reports The Blaze, in an attempt to strike, quote, under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, atheist activists were dealt a stunning blow when the Massachusetts Supreme Court, Supreme Judicial Court, rejected a family's lawsuit claiming that the recitation of the pledge violates secular students' rights. And once again, another court here, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, which is no bastion of conservatism, has struck a blow and said, nonsense, that is not the case.
Yeah, it's amazing. The atheist and the anti-God forces keep trying to go down the same road. And this time, as you said, in the most unlikely of places, Massachusetts, they got a roadblock. They ran head on into one. In the opinion, the Chief Justice, Roderick Ireland, wrote, "For those who have been attacking the pledge, we would offer this. Our system protects their right to remain silent, but it doesn't give them the right to silence others." And I think that he just said it right there boldly, right in front of them.
And Chief Justice Roderick Ireland hit the nail on the head there. He summarized in that sentence, "For those who have been attacking the pledge, we would offer this. Our system protects their right to remain silent, but it doesn't give them a right to silence others." And it's not just the pledge that we're talking about. We're talking about you can just substitute the word "the pledge" with religious liberty, period. And for those who are attacking religious liberty, they can remain silent, but they cannot silence others. Yet that is what secular progressive organizations like the ACLU, atheist organizations like People for the American Way, the Radical Freedom from Religion Foundation, and others have been trying to, notwithstanding our rich history as a Judeo-Christian nation, founded on Judeo-Christian principles here in the United States, and founded not for freedom from religion, but for freedom of religion. The historical record is absolutely irrefutable in that regard. These are folks that are historical revisionists, and they are trying to fundamentally transform, to use President Obama's words, America. And that's a big part of what he means by fundamentally transforming America, turning us into some kind of secularist Marxist paradise. And the big case that I think is really encouraging other judges around the country to, and we're seeing the trend. The tide is definitely turning in favor of religious liberty, at least in terms of public expression of Christian faith, was Grease v. Galloway. That we cannot overstate how huge a decision that was, Daryl, in just reaffirming what already existed, every American's First Amendment right, even government officials, to pray in a public forum, in a city council forum, before opening meetings, even government officials praying at official government functions. And the secular progressives are up in arms, but that's what the First Amendment has always stood for.
Yeah, we could say that by a 5-4 decision that the Supreme Court opened the door for religious freedom. The truth is, they just kept it from being closed. The door was open when the Constitution was written and before. So they just took a stand, and thankfully there were 5 justices at least that knew how to read the Constitution.
Well, I want to read at least excerpts here of an email, of a letter that came to Matt Staver, chairman and founder of Liberty Counsel. I'm not going to share the person's name or which county he works for here in the United States. But he says this, "Brother Matt, thank God for the Supreme Court ruling on prayer in local and state government meetings." He's referring to Grease v. Galloway. "I am on the blank planning commission for 28 years and will be chairman next year in 2015. In past years that I have been chairman, I have always started our meeting in prayer, but I was going to ask your advice on it for next year. Several counties around us have been taken to court lately by the ACLU for just that. So I needed your help. But now we have the answer. Brother, I thank you for what you are doing to hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ in our country. God bless your labor and all those who work with you. I have worked with Brother Falwell in the past and his staff on a lot of projects in his construction at Liberty University. Again, I say thank you for your work. Boy, that's a real encouragement. And that's just one example of a Christian brother stepping forward to say the impact certainly that the work of Liberty Council has been doing, but has the groundwork that Liberty Council has laid that has led, having filed an amicus brief in Greece v. Galloway, that has led to this decision reaffirming the fundamental right to freedom of religious expression.
Yeah, these are the kind of cases that Matt Staver and the attorneys at Liberty Council have been battling for years. And thankfully, with the Supreme Court ruling, it will help silence the critics and those who want to put an atheistic stamp upon the nation and totally secularize it. And that's not what the founders intended at all.
Well, and as we've pointed out before, the groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation are up in arms. Darrell, they have even called for disrupting prayers and meetings, for booing and hissing and blowing raspberries and all kinds of nonsensical juvenile kind of things in order to try to disrupt prayer. They're really beside themselves, and up to and including having now had Ron Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, do a commercial for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And I wrote about this. I said, sometimes you have to wonder if the apple even came from the same tree. In a snarky ad for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an anti-Christian extremist group, Ron Reagan, younger son of the late great President Ronald Reagan, proudly declares that he is a, quote, unabashed atheist who is, quote, alarmed by the intrusion of religion into our secular government. Mr. Reagan smugly signs off with, quote, Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell. And boy, doesn't that encapsulate the arrogance and the rebellion inherent within the God deniers. They betray their true motives. You know, I can imagine if I were, you know, an atheist or whatever, I'd say, well, if they really believe this is just some fairy tale that's kind of, you know, why are they so angry? Why are they so, and Ron Reagan here kind of shows, you know, that arrogance. I'm not afraid of burning in hell. Well, Mr. Reagan, just like every one of us, we're all going to stand before God. And at some point, I hate to tell him this, but unless he comes to know Christ, ask for repentance of his sins, he is going to be afraid.
Yeah, you know, the Bible, it's scary because the Bible speaks of those who will come who will be deniers of God and scoffers. And, you know, if you don't put that in this and that category, I don't know where you put it. For someone to say they're not afraid of burning in hell, it just strikes fear in me to hear someone say that and gives me a chill. You know, he goes on to say earlier, he said he's just asking for money. The whole thing isn't about appeal for cash for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And he says that they work to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Well, he only got that part right. What they intended to do was to keep the state out of the church.
That's right.
Not to keep Christians from having an influence upon the government, public government. And that's what the Supreme Court in this ruling has seen clearly.
Again, that's how they disregard history. You know, our founders, they had prayer meetings, church meetings in the halls of Congress, in this Capitol building in Washington, D.C. They open every session of Congress in prayer. Well, you know, are we talking about, you know, prayer to L. Ron Hubbard's Scientology, or, you know, are we talking about Hinduism? No, this was Judeo-Christian prayer, the vast majority of our founders having been Christians. And so, you know, we're not angry at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're not angry at Ronald Reagan. We pity them. We pray for them. We shudder at the thought of what any of us face, because we're all worthy of nothing less than judgment. And at Liberty Council, we are going to continue to defend religious liberty, and we are going to continue to fight groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who want nothing more than to eradicate the freedom of religious expression in the United States. They have suffered tremendous court setback after court setback, with Greece v. Galloway being the big one of late. Again, Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in that and did much leading up to that wonderful decision that simply reaffirms the right of every American, even in public government fora, to engage in freedom of religious expression. They call it the First Amendment for a reason, freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Go to lc.org to learn how you can become part of Liberty Counsel's ministry and help support us as we support your right to religious freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.